Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All things game, all the time. Sit back and soak it up. WJamesD.com. Now, let's get in motion.
Let me take a brief detour and let's talk about mental positioning. This is very important as you solidify your brand. We're still talking about brand. This is mental positioning. So if I have somebody, I'm going to pick on McDonald's in this whole talk, so just let me have that. McDonald's. Ideally, one of the very first successful fast food restaurants. Not the first fast food restaurant, but the most successful fast food restaurant. And very, very smart marketing and advertising strategy because they appeal to the children, which means as they grow up, they're going to take their children there. As those children grow up, they're going to take their children there. Smart, really smart. Now, of course, because of that brilliance, this put them in the first position. So everybody's like human beings do. Oh, McDonald's. They have a system. They have fast food. They're making a lot of money. We need to go do something like that. So, taking it up to about the 80s, this is pretty much how it ran. McDonald's was in first place as far as fast food burger joints. We had Burger King. And then Wendy's came in third. McDonald's had the number one position mentally as a fast food burger spot. Remember, food doesn't necessarily have to be good. Service can be crap. But the overall image is what is in the file cabinet of the mind. So when you thought fast food, especially back then in the 70s and 80s, McDonald's was probably the first thing that you thought about. So McDonald's was, back then, I guess they still kind of advertising this, they were pretty much family, children, fun, just a great all-around place to take your family. Now, if I have this position in my customers' minds, it is not a good idea to fight against that. That's not how the mind works. What did Burger King do? They took the opposite position. Burger King was the adult fast food restaurant. So they had real burgers, flame broil. This is in kiddie land. This is, come here and get some real fast food, whatever that means. All right, so they had, this was the adult place to go. They took a position opposite of McDonald's. That is effective advertising and marketing. Because McDonald's left a gap in the more adult market. Although the adults were still taking their kids to McDonald's, when you're offering them something that tastes better, and at the time, I don't know what the heck happened, but at the time, Burger King did taste better than McDonald's, at least in my opinion. More adult taste. They left the whole market open. So Burger King tried to take it. And they were successful with it for a time. Now, poor Wendy's, they're down here in third. What did Wendy's have? They had to take whatever scraps that were left. So the only thing that was left was...
Where's the best?
We have real beef. That's all they had. But I mean, it worked. Because these two left a gap open. Wendy's took it. Okay, so all this making sense. This, okay. So what we're doing when we advertise and market, this is what we're doing. You need to look at, actually, let me explain this to you all. I know y'all are already in business, but if you want to do some little extra homework, it's called the four-quadrant method. You can actually turn this into six or eight or whatever. So let's just say, I don't know, I'm on food today, so let's just roll with restaurants. These are restaurants. Okay, so we have four restaurants in our particular market. We have an Italian place. I cannot spell. All right, we have an Italian place. We got a wing place. We got a place that sells sushi. And, heck, I don't know.
Tacos.
Thank you. Taco place. So let's just say in your particular little neighborhood, these are pretty much like the four main restaurants. They're all different. The wing place is a little bit more laid back, less informal. Let's say the Italian restaurant is very upscale, very expensive. They give you those, you know, little pieces of food for a very high price. Juicy spot, very more business oriented. Corporate clients going in there, have a very big lunch rush. Taco spot, kind of like the wing spot, a little bit less informal, more family oriented to a certain degree. And through our market research, and since we are all small business people, you can't pay people to do this, but you can do this yourself. Once you have an idea of your four, five, six competitors, you want to do a little bit of legwork on them. What they offer, how they offer it, how they market, how they advertise, what they represent, what their brand is, their label, what they represent, what they're trying to give to the customer. Once we have an idea of that, we can kind of get an idea of who has the number one spot, who has the number two spot, who has the number three spot, who has the number four spot. And we can position ourselves in what's left. Or, if we have the means to do it, which I'm going to give you some means today, if we have the means to do it, we can make our own five. And we can skip all this. We don't have to worry about competition too much, because we're going to establish ourselves as a number one or number two spot in our customers' minds. Okay, questions so far? All right, either I'm explaining this stuff really good or y'all just fading out.
You're doing a great job. All right. Just answer the questions that I had.
All right. Now, I'm sorry, I'm checking my notes, making sure I'm... Okay. So our advantage as a small... Yes, sir.
Okay, four spots.
Right.
What I'm trying to get is, I know you divided them up, and I guess that's the competitors.
Right.
But the overall purpose for doing the four quadrants, is it just to measure the effectiveness and the brand positioning of them?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay.
So, you understand, like I said, this is upscale, laid back, family. Okay, let's just say, go a little further.
Would it be smarter to have, like, similar brands, or because you're going on the basis of food?
Okay, yeah, for this particular example,
yeah,
these are all restaurants in the area you want to open your restaurant.
Okay.
So you're looking at the overall market of what's available food-wise.
Gotcha.
So that would be this example. If you want to go into something a little bit deeper, it's similar process.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Okay. So, as an advantage as a small business owner, especially in today's time, is that you can do something that big companies cannot do. Because they cannot break, or if they're smart, they cannot break their brand. So when you see a CEO of a major corporation, he's going to act a certain way. There's certain things he cannot say. There's certain things he has to say. Some CEOs of corporations, you have no idea what they look like, no clue. So you have a faceless company. As a small business owner, you don't have that advantage. You have to have a face. This is actually an advantage, because now that we have social media, which we didn't have, barely had 10 years ago, you're able to connect to people a lot faster, a lot more thoroughly. And you want to use this to your advantage. Everything helps, because we're trying to shoot our arrows. But it's not as important as some people may have you believe. That's what I'm trying to say. But everything helps. We can finally get into blogging. Now remember, this is all mental. This is all about you projecting your brand to represent what you represent. It is a tangible representation. And this, of course, depends on your market and depends on your brand. So if you're if you hang around with a lot of executives and corporate, and you have a business-to-business business, then of course you want to be a little bit more professional. Otherwise, your brand, they're going to filter it out. It doesn't make any sense. So if you're, I don't know, walking around looking like Ronald McDonald, and you're trying to explain to a corporate executive how you're going to help him make another $100,000 this year, the image that you're representing is not matching with the files of what you're saying. That's brand confusion. We don't want that. We want to stick to our brand. We want it to represent what we're representing. So we need to be focused.